That's The Sun and the Moon, Wynton Marsalis, from a brand new album just released on Blue Note. It's called He and She, and I'm delighted to welcome on the line from New York the man himself, Wynton Marsalis. How are you, Wynton?
All right, how you doing, Eamon?
I'm not doing bad at all. Can you tell us a bit about the four musicians on your latest CD?
Ali Jackson is a drummer from Detroit. His father was a jazz musician. Also, Ali Jackson played bass and taught a lot of musicians, trained Ali. He passed away when Ali was a kid. Ali has an encyclopedic knowledge of music and dedication to jazz. Carlos Enriquez is from the Bronx, and I met him when he was 15. He was attending LaGuardia High School in New York City, and he grew up, when he was in high school, he played with different salsa bands, and he's done gigs with everybody from Tito Puente to all the musicians in Latin music. Mm.
Carlos is the bass player, Wynton, isn't he?
Right, Carlos Enriquez. Yeah. He's been playing with us for quite some time. He's composing music. He's a great arranger. And he's another guy with unbelievable knowledge of grooves and the meaning of grooves and music and attention to detail. And he's a very serious musician. Dan Nimmer is our piano player. He's from Milwaukee. And he's a guy who loves to swing. He's the youngest member of the band. He's unusual amongst younger musicians because many times with the younger musicians, they want to play all the grooves that are not swing.
And on saxophone, then, you have Walter, haven't you?
Walter Blanding is from Cleveland. His mother and father are both jazz musicians. Well, his father passed away, but his mother still lives in Atlanta, and she's a great singer. She always sits in with us. He has just that smoky sound, the sound of the blues. But he's like a natural jazz musician. He has like the persona and the attitude that all the great jazz musicians had. Very relaxed and laid back, very inquisitive, and a really open, soulful type of person.
Mm. How did you come to know these, Wynton? Was it through jazz at the Lincoln Center?
No, actually, Walter, I was teaching a class. He went to LaGuardia High School also, even though he's older than Carlos. This was in the late 80s. I was teaching a class, and Walter was like a sophomore in high school. He came up and sat in. We were playing Take the A-Train, and he sat in playing the alto saxophone. And then later, I had a band of high school students. This might have been 1987 or 88. And that band had Christian McBride on the bass, and Walter played saxophone, and we had a great trombone player named Jamal Haynes and Abraham Burton. We had a lot of really good young musicians in that band, and Walter was one of them. So down through the years, we've played together. And I met Ali Jackson the same way at a high school in Detroit when Ali was 13. Now he's maybe 30, 31. And he came up, and he's playing the piano and the drums.
Maurice Andre said when you were a youngster, potentially the greatest classical trumpeter of all time. And I think you're one of the few people who in the same year won Grammys in jazz and classical categories. Have you plans to do more classical albums down the road?
No, I actually haven't played in years.
Really? So it's just jazz from here on in, is it, Wynton?
Just jazz, yeah. I like listening to classical music. I love the music.
Yeah.
And I love to hear orchestral music, and I go to hear orchestras play in New York whenever I'm off, but I don't really play that much anymore.
Yeah. Maurice Andre will be disappointed. Why did you come to that decision?
It's just too difficult to develop both things.
Yes.
A lot of time to develop a band and the work and the right music and arrange and to teach. And I just didn't want to not be as serious as I needed to be perform on a high level.
Yeah. Now, I just mentioned jazz at the Lincoln Center. Could you just explain perhaps to younger listeners over here the whole ethos behind that?
Well, Jazz at Lincoln Center is an organization dedicated to jazz, to presenting the power and the glory of jazz through education and through performance. And we have four components to our program. We put on concerts, a lot of concerts with all different kinds of musicians, and commission new works and present as well as produce concerts. We have a library, archives of all kinds, thousands of scores, some transcribed scores at Duke Ellington and all different kinds of stuff. So we have 20-something education programs that approach people of all ages, from WeBop classes for little kids to adult education, high school jazz band festivals, and whatnot. And we give awards, and we do the ceremonies of jazz, like battles of the bands and picnics and things like that.
Mm. Now, the Jazz at the Lincoln Center Orchestra is actually to become an international associate of the Barbican Center in London, isn't it, Wynton?
Right. We're looking forward to that. We've been to the Barbican several times. We always love playing. We played a great dance, public dance in the Barbican. We played a lot of concerts, and we're looking forward to coming and participating in some educational events and bringing our institutions together and trying to achieve a deeper understanding of the world culture.
Mm. Will this be a residency as such?
It'll be a residency, yes.
So for how long, do you know?
Probably a week.
And this is in June 2010, is that right?
Yes, sir.
How important is education?
It's very important, everything we do.
I mean, you're quite lucky, aren't you, when you, considering when you came up through New Orleans, didn't you? Of course, you had your father's influence. You went to the Juilliard School as well, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did.
And then, of course, you got education at the University of Life, courtesy of Art Blakey.
Yes, indeed. That's a true education right there.
Indeed. You were only a teenager with him, weren't you?
The University of Art Blakey. I was indeed 18 when I started playing with him.
And were you touring with, who else, Herbie Hancock? I think you were only a young man with Herbie Hancock.
Yes, sir. I was 19 when I played with him.
I noticed you played for the President Obama inauguration in January. Are you a fan? I presume you are.
Yes, I'm a fan of his, definitely. I think there's a great turn in American politics. Not because of the racial angle, but because of the democratic ideology.
Does he play an instrument? I'm just curious.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? So he's not like Bill Clinton playing the saxophone or anything?
No, that's Bill Clinton. That's,
right, okay. Talking of other influences, can we get you talking about Louis?
Well, he's just, Louis Armstrong is just like every man, you know? He's the type of guy that came from the bowels of the society and was also a king. He just had a great range of personality. The ultimate musical sophistication, just perfect pitch, could phrase, hear, was an inventor, invented so many things, had that kind of creative joy of life that comes from being a creative person. Could just swing, so just down home and natural and for real, but also deeply insightful. Mm. So you got to love Pops. As a trumpet player, we all love him, I mean. All of us who come after Louis Armstrong or in the class underneath him. So, yeah, we all are influenced by him. Nobody can be put up with him. He's like, he taught us all how to play and what we should be trying to do. He taught us how to be modern, how to be ourselves.
What about young trumpet players? Is there anybody around at the minute we should be listening out for?
I think there's some good young trumpet players. Younger than me, you know, I mean, of course, the musicians I play with, Ryan Kaiser, is an unbelievable trumpet player. And I think that anything he plays is worth hearing and checking out. And there's another young trumpet player named Brandon Lee. He's excellent in New York. And another one, Mike Rodriguez, is another fine young trumpet player. He and his brother just put out an album, the Rodriguez Brothers.
Now, this is your fifth studio CD for Blue Note, He and She. Does this explain the theme of the album?
Yes, He and She is about a man and a woman and different things that we go through, about men and women. And it most of the songs are waltzes, not all of them. I especially love the different jazz waltzes. Duke Ellington wrote a couple of great waltzes. So
indeed,
I'm always fascinated with that time signature.
Ellington is a big part of your life. What do you like about Ellington's music?
I like the size of the world. It's a large world. It has a lot of people in it. And it's respectful of people. It has a lot of love and many, many colors. And it's very, it's indomitable. Like it has a core belief that is very resilient and ascendant.
Have you a preference for any Ellington, early Ellington, middle, or late?
I like it all.
I respect all
of it. Even the earliest Duke has his intelligence and his feeling in it. In the late Duke, from stuff like East St. Louis Todd Lowe to the New Orleans Suite, he was 50-something years of uninterrupted development.
Sure, he did his best stuff. I think after he hit 50, he got better and better.
Well, I feel that. A lot of the experts say no. They like the late 30s, 40s, but I like it all. Even the band he had in the early 30s was a phenomenal band. If you ever play any of it, you really understand it.
Mm.
Playing it is very different from listening to it on records. The early technology affects how you hear it. Man, when you're playing it, it's not a joke.
Now, this is your fifth studio CD for Blue Note, and as I say, it's called He and She. Does this explain the theme of the album?
I love the poetry of William Butler Yeats. Actually, he's my favorite poet.
Yeah.
And at one point in the poem, I go into a refrain that's like Yeats, when it says, then he, then she. Sometimes when Yeats is writing the poem, he uses like he to let people know that the man is not talking, and then she. So I did that.
Yeah, has poetry always been a big interest in your life then?
Oh, when I was growing up, I liked it. But as I began, when I got in my 20s, I became more interested in poems and poets.
I mean, I've heard you recite The Night Before Christmas. Do you remember doing that?
Right.
And I think your previous studio album, wasn't that at From the Plantation to the Penitentiary, Where
Yes,
You
sir.
All At? Didn't that finish with you doing a little bit of prose at the end?
I did. Yeah, well, that was more like a kind of rap rhyming over a beat that we used to do in New Orleans. But I actually like legitimate, actual poetry, you know. And I keep this complete collection of William Butler Yeats with me all the time on the road. I love poems like Sailing to Byzantium or Under Ben Bulbin and many of the great Two Kings, many of the great poems that he wrote.
Yeah, and you've actually read The Wild Old Wicked Man, haven't you?
Oh, man, I love doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you know that I read that?
Well, we've done a little bit of research here. How did that come about?
I was talking with a friend of mine. It's a guy named Jeff Ward. He's a great American historian. And he has a friend who was working for PBS. And Jeff knows that I love William Butler Yeats.
Mm.
And they were getting people to read on PBS. So they asked me if I would want to read a Yeats poem. And I picked The Wild Wicked Old Man. Yeah,
right.
I love.
Are you keen on any other aspects of Irish culture, seeing as we have you on the line now?
Well, I think that the Chieftains are one of the greatest bands ever.
Really?
Just from an ensemble standpoint.
I mean,
technically. And I consider them to be right up there with the great ensembles like Duke Ellington's great band, the Chicago Symphony from the 1950s, Astor Piazzolla's great tango group he put together, King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band. Certain groups exist in the world. They come from cultures, and they so embody that music that the group takes on a kind of mystical kind of togetherness, and still they have individuality.
Yes.
And I studied the Chieftains' music, and I listened to their music quite extensively, and I love them as a band.
Have you met Paddy Maloney?
No, I actually have never met them.
All right. Because I know he recorded with Frank Zappa, didn't he, just before Zappa died? Any plans for you to ever hook up with the Chieftains, perhaps?
I don't know, but I would love to do. I have so much respect. I would love for him to play with our band, the Jazz Linga Center Orchestra. I'd love to have like a concerto, big concerto grosso featuring them and us.
Well, maybe Paddy will be listening tonight. Who knows?
I hope so. I love him and his music.
When are you coming to Ireland, Winton?
Man, I don't know. I love the Irish culture and the music, though. I would love to go.
We're only a hop and a skip from the Barbican, you know that.
Bring us. I want to go. I love the Irish culture and the Chieftains. I'm serious about that.
We'll put the word out. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.